I am going to read a few poems from my book, The Bride of Flame, which came out last year with Black Lawrence Press. And this first poem is set in New Orleans. A lot of the poems in the book I was writing while I was preparing to get married and then early in my marriage. And we got married in New Orleans. My husband's from New Orleans. And we recently moved back to Louisiana after living in Florida and then Ohio. So I thought this would be a good place to start. Poem is, The Bride Says, Bring On the Flood. It rains every day in New Orleans, wash basin of America, drunk on water 8 years old. Still, I shun the wide umbrellas, their stiff-armed hugs. Let the southern grannies prophesize our doom. I will arc myself against you, fine pitch to rib. The whole church will keel, rafters hewn to rib. The whole coxless pair will paddle with bedposts. Words can only move in one direction unless they talk about the past. Given away, I spin a boardwalk ride, tilting and whirling. This is how we are supposed to carry on. Our bodies, the ruins nobody wants, circle the dance floor drain. Until somewhere inside me, an island bursts to archipelago. Skin sugar scrubbed and sanded to glass. I have been baptized in the name of all that is final. The last draw of breath at the end of a sentence. The forewater rupture before we gather the pears, assemble the cradle. Before the kind bouquets, the bleeding fold of sheep who lost their shepherd to the storm. And the next couple poems that I'm going to read are going to be about hearts in various forms. As I was looking through the book today, deciding what to read, I noticed there was a number of poems that had a heart in it in some form or another. So I tried to gather some of those together. This poem is, Some People Get Only One Heart. Others are grateful for two, but you took one and then another. Smoked it black and set it on fire. Heart marshmallows and hot dogs. Heart hobo pies filled with jelly and cream. Your fifth heart you wore like a shoelace, always untied and tripping over your own two hearts. Some hearts get stuck to you like gum in your hair. Others leave little pieces flaking white snow. Hearts in your breakfast cereal. Hearts on your wool suit. Some hearts you can't live without. Others you misplace like your keys. Come downstairs ready to leave. Honey, have you seen my heart? What am I to say? Have you tried checking your pocket? Beneath the couch cushions? Between my teeth? We walk to the park, one heart shy, past the heart tree, where you brave the bees and ask for a boost. The best hearts fruit high branches. The worst, browning, soft and spoiled. I scoop what's left. Panning for hearts as if they're worth something. You are already climbing. You're not afraid of mistakes. You're not afraid of being alone. Once I confessed I was afraid of my own heart. You told me to find another, as if hearts were like whale bones and regret, inviolate and absolute. It is only a heart, you said. Your heart will grow back, stronger and thicker and more heart than before. And then the next poem also has a heart in it. This poem is, and it returns back to the bride motif. So there are a number of bride poems throughout the book. The bride bans consumption of all fruit, especially apples. In the beginning, God created man, but there is always the eve of the thing before the thing itself. Before woman came woman. Eve, her inscrutable hunger, feeding bad ideas, lusting after broken vows. She prayed for one thing, you. Desperate whispers pass through iron gates. Please let him like me back. When I say Eve, I mean your exes, whose bodies ferment and retract, like an addict's favored vein, hardened against too many insults shot back in her face. They bruise a plague unto themselves. There's only so much we can give, So much we can forget, like the family with 5 children who need new hearts. 10 little hands pray for 10 other children to die so that they may live. How can everyone want so much? Is it any different from her latching desire? When God said he will greaten your pain, is this what he meant? Snake begets witch begets brat, busking for love. It's still the same apple. Haven't we all prayed for someone to die? In this, our garden, red bows bloom on each tree, reminders of the tiny selfish want in all of us. This next poem is written after Franz Wright's circle, and it's called Square. Say we have a child, then another. Who's to say we can't have more? Granny took your uncle with her, bad hearts all around. There was so much before you. Now you want to know why I can't. I won't. One daughter plucks a skull from the garden. One daughter slurps fish scales from a fountain. Dreams come crashing through horses, umbrella into Saturday. The daughter draws a sun on the sidewalk, puddles across grass. River run until her legs no more. Up, she says, I want to hold you. In my lap, she draws more sun. Can't you please? You want more hair, longer fingernails. I am sorry, there's not enough of me for you. It comes from everywhere. Sand in your shoes, shake them out before you come in. Wipe your teeth on the mat. Say okay, and I will until I die, because our daughter wants another son. Because our daughter wants you, so I do, and I make, and I am. This next poem is The Wreck. We approach the flipped truck, an upturned turtle on the dark lawn. You pull to a stop on the shoulder, grit settles into gravel surf and say, stay in the car. I would have driven past, but you belly crawl on broken glass, lay like a child trying to lure a cat from under the bed until the sirens take over. I want to lie under you, test your flame retardant tape. But we leave before the extraction, before surgeons hand off the waxy kidney like an old telephone still trailing a limp cord packed in ice and cradled like an end zone pass. Before a set of lungs are helicoptered, heart still attached. Somewhere a woman sleeps alone for the first time in years. We wake to a mad doe stripping the room, tracking the scent of her salted buck, ramming wet into the wall. And I'll read one more poem. It's the last poem in the book, and I promised my oldest daughter I'd read it since the poem is about her birth, and yesterday was her birthday, so it seems fitting. When my childless friend asks what the birth was like, and I tell her it was a C-section, she says, at least your vagina's intact. Intact like a crime scene preserved by yellow tape or some distant planet too far for us to mess up with our soy lattes and exfoliants. Oh, you, I laugh, because she's supposed to be funny. She's the one who came from a semester picnicking in Germany to ignore my bloat until I finally blurted, baby. Instead of congratulations, she said, I figured you ate a big sandwich for lunch. Big sandwich becomes the joke behind my back. My baby is a blimpy. A $5 foot long. She's the cold cut combo nobody wants. Everyone told me don't do it, like having a kid with some kind of habit you can't shake. Maybe that was the problem. My body wasn't ready for birth, so I had to be sliced open, stitched, and stapled back together like some unsalvageable sewing project from seventh grade home ec, where one of the 3 Jackies in our class encircled my middle with measuring tape and exclaimed, you're so skinny at my 17-inch scarlet waist. She was the popular Jackie, the blonde Jackie, the hoop earrings so big she'd slide them onto her wrists when they got too heavy Jackie. They clanged like some neighbor's endless wind chime each time she rose her hand with the wrong answer because she was not afraid to be wrong. In middle school, where they taught us how to sew boxer shorts and bake brownies and loosen a stuck bunt with a knitting needle, they skipped the part about sex ed. Still, it takes me 20 years to fall pregnant. Everyone says they'll bring us food, but when the baby comes with no births, no tailgate, no fanfare, no tweeting hashtag baby watch, and no one brings us the food they promised. We head into triage on a Saturday morning, routine as, say, a car wash. There's a set of twins ahead of us. There's always a set of twins these days. No one wants to come into the world alone. We turn our bodies into arcs against that flood of amnion, fraternal mates yinned against a yang. We wait for 2.5 hours of law and order. Motherhood turns out nothing like I expect to be. It's chocolate that breaks apart in your mouth when it's supposed to be melting. It's unwashed hair and knowing by heart the best TV to watch at 4 o'clock in the morning. Still, I would never call my daughter an accident, even though that's what she was. Some crash of bodies, hips broadsiding a rib. It's hard to tell who was at fault, totaling our lives at a T intersection. Oh, fortitude, oh, fanfare. We have become the minor characters in our own lives. Everyone wants to know if I'll be upgrading to a van, but a van is such a scary car to drive. I want my daughter to grow up knowing what to fear. Overfull offices, dates who don't have enough to say, and trees that vault too close to the house. I want her to be the kind of woman men worship, to make good on their promises. I want women to praise her wholeness like an untouched cake that slips crumbless from pan to plate, to dust her with powdered sugar, the shape of all that is right. Thank you.